Good morning. It is May 2nd, 2013. The time is 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. And you probably haven't heard that in quite some time because I believe the last talking audio boo I did was back on April 6th there, according to my notes that I had. I checked just before coming out here on the back porch. That audio boo was titled Brisk Morning Walk, which it wasn't really that brisk, if I recall, given the way I was feeling that particular day, but it was a walk nonetheless. But I'm out here on the back porch this morning enjoying my cup of coffee. As you can see from the boo art, I just put it out there to take a picture of the backyard. The grass is green, and the back cornfield is getting prepped to be plowed here probably in the next several weeks. And there was an audio boo that was made by Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold a day or two ago that was entitled Seeking What Is. Well, Bernie, I could tell you this morning, the coffee is good. The morning coffee is good this morning out here on the back stoop, listening to the geese that are out there in the back cornfield and various other birds. And I guess I have a rabbit running around here somewhere. But I'm enjoying my morning coffee, and you can tell the good weather is here. I'm on a day off today. I have an appointment today to do some follow-up. But in that audio boo from Top Gold, Bernie there, he did ask me, Fireman Rich, what is fire prevention? Well, I would simply say fire prevention is one having situational awareness and simple common sense, knowing what's going on around you as it pertains to anything that may burn or catch on fire. And it's been a great part of my life, my career that I was in the Air Force. And I've been out of the Air Force now 16 years now. And I still talk about it. I still had a chance, a second opportunity to do what I did in the Air Force. I don't do that as much now. I'm still in the same job. I was doing the fire protection stuff there, but it's a different aspect, a different part of my job that I'm doing now. And it's an important part. But fire prevention and fire protection has been, you know, like I said, have been a great part of my life. And that's why I call myself a fireman. I sort of was one of those guys that came through the transition of old school into new school, and I've seen a lot of advancements in the fire protection career field, both with the way firefighters are working, the situations they have to deal with. So that's what fire prevention is, Bernie. Situational awareness, you can pertain that to fire protection, the guys that are out there in the operational field of what they have to deal with. And people need to be aware of how they're dealing with certain things in the home, at work, knowing where those exit routes are, where keeping them clear, and having smoke detectors that are working and operational at all times in the home. And I guess I preach that in a sense, because I've seen the flip side of the result of when you don't have smoke detectors in the home, and you get complacent over being concerned about fire prevention, and it's not pretty, and it's sometimes very sad. And the questions of what is, you could pertain that to a lot of things in this life we live. And Bernie has started a conversation. He's drawn me out, and I'm sure he's going to draw some other people out. As I enjoy my cup of coffee here on my back porch, and as the sun is starting to rise here, I can see the sunlight on the back side of the cornfield there, and the barn of my neighbor's barn there. He's got some cows, about 15, 18 heifers that he raises up on the top of the hill there. So you all have a good one today. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace. And have a great day.